9:30, would you please stand and join us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. We have two proclamations this morning to present, and Commissioner Furman will be doing one, and Commissioner Jolivet will be doing the other. Commissioner Furman, you want to go first?
Yes, it pertains to the National Letter Carriers Food Drive. Whereas the National Association of Letter Carriers have designated the day of May 9, 2009 as the 17th Annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive Day, and whereas the NALC Food Drive collected a record of 73.1 million pounds of food nationally and a record-breaking 65,670 pounds of food in Butler County in 2008. And whereas thousands of families caught in the economic crisis will have access to this needed and nourishing food through Shared Harvest Food Bank's network of food pantries. And whereas the AFL-CIO Shared Harvest Food Bank, United Way, Campbell's, Feeding America, and countless community volunteers will lend assistance to this charitable endeavor with the United States Postal Service encouraging and supporting this one-day drive. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, Donald L. Dixon, Gregory V. Jolivet, and Charles R. Furman, Commissioners of Butler County, Ohio, do hereby proclaim Saturday, May 9, 2009, as the National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive Day. That's a very important thing that they do each year and badly needed, particularly in this climate. So we certainly commend them for their effort in this matter.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay. If you guys don't mind, I'm going to go down. And
sure.
Greg has to, you know, Greg has to be the star.
I think Della Sizemore's the star. Where is she? Come on up here.
Greg, you're trying to get your good side.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Just
no,
kidding.
It's my pleasure on behalf of the commission to offer this proclamation to you. And I'm going to read, because there's a lot of interesting things. Whereas Della Sizemore began her career with Butler County Care Facility on October 13, 1977, in the laundry department, and in 1987, Della was promoted as Supervisor of Environmental Services. And whereas during the last 32 years, the Butler County Care Facility has benefited greatly from Della's work ethic and commitment to quality standards and her ability to work closely with residents and staff. Whereas Della Sizemore's commitment to the Butler County Care Facility is a family matter. Whereas her mother, Betty Asher, was an employee of Butler County Care Facility for 15 years before retiring. Her sister, Teresa Campbell, worked in laundry and retired with 15 years tenure. And her daughter, Kathy Beard, has been an employee of the county home for 15 years. Whereas, when not working, Della's life revolves around her loving family and her church, Rock of Salvation Ministries. And whereas, Della Sizemore's staff will miss her down-home approach and her willingness to work side-by-side to get the job done. And whereas, the entire staff at Butler County Care Facility will miss the many trip reviews given by the Golden Girls. I don't know about that. And everyone will miss her signature dish, jalapeno corn, which was requested on each time the carry-in was planned. Whereas, it is further said and presumed that after April 30th, 2009, one could probably find Della and her husband Booth enjoying the peace and relaxation offered at their private campsite at Spring Hill Campgrounds near Brookville, Indiana. Enjoy. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, Donald L. Dixon, Gregory B. Jolivet, Charles R. Furman, Commissioners of Butler County, Ohio, do hereby proclaim Thursday, April 30, 2009, as Della Sizemore Day in Butler County, Ohio. And we sincerely thank Della for her years of service to Butler County. Congratulate her upon her retirement and extend our wish that her retirement will be a long, happy, healthy, and joyous. Congratulations. Want to tell us any stories about the stuff?
I just have a very clean of people that works under me, and I will miss working with them. The main important thing is to never remember what you're there for. You're there because of the residents. When you get to the point where that's not what you're there for, you're in the wrong line of work. I just love it. It's my second home.
Well, you're welcome back anytime. I'm sure that the staff will love to have you bring in some lunch.
Della, you see why you got the best presenter, didn't you?
Yeah. Maybe since everyone's here, maybe some of the staff or her fellow employees would like to say a few words.
Sure.
Don't have to, but, you know, it just...
Yeah.
I'll say something.
Okay.
You have been the best friend I've ever had. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, as the other Golden Girl, she's the best. She's the best, and she's going to be truly missed. Not only as a boss, but as a friend.
Yes. And I got one thing to say.
Sure.
I'm really appreciate handing my job down to Debbie Bellman. I think that it'd be pretty much the same way. I think she'll treat the people the same way that I try to, just be a part of them.
Got some pretty big shoes to fill there, apparently.
So. And I think Del can be my supervisor for 14 years, and I love her. And she's always respected our needs, and she's always been there to help us when we had tight times, you know, running, doing moves and stuff. She's always pitched in. She's not only been a boss, but she's always worked right with us to help us to get it done.
Thank you.
Great.
I'm going to miss all the food. I got one thing. Every time we would come in sick, we'd all join hands and she'd say, let's pray for one another. And I thought that was great.
Amen. Yeah. I came back here in 1996 and my whole family's in Chicago. And Chuck took a bid on me and let me have a job there. And Della has been my friend ever since. And no matter what's gone on in my life, people that I've lost and everything, she's been right there with me. She's supported me. She's just been wonderful. I'm going to miss her terribly.
Chuck?
One more time.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate to be a nursing home administrator for 25 years, and for the last 12, this is the best housekeeping supervisor and best manager I've ever worked with. I think you can tell from her people the respect and the caring that she's given them, and it's a family matter with them. It's a very close knit group, and I have this little gold watch to give her tonight. It's a code word. It won't let her out the door. But we're gonna miss her. But we know she'll be stopping in, and I've had 12 wonderful years of working with her.
Well, if I may, I just want to express our appreciation as commissioners for the job that you've done for Butler County. And as has been expressed here, it's been a tremendous job, and we do appreciate all your hard efforts and work. So.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
it's your day.
This is your show.
You know, I've worked 20 years in under the Drakes, and John Drake was awful good to me, but I'm telling you all, Chuck has been awful good to me, too, and I can't thank him no more than he's been awful good to me too, and I thank you, Chuck, for the 12 years I've worked with him.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate all the work you do out there. You you make us look good, and you deliver good, loving care out there, and everyone knows it. So thank you very much from all of us.
It sounds like that even though, Della, this, you just have one day, it sounds like from your coworkers you deserve the whole weekend. So I proclaim you have the whole weekend as Della Sizemore weekend in Butler County. So, enjoy.
All right.
We're going to move on?
Yeah, they want
to. We're going to move on to the rest of the agenda. You're welcome to stay, but most people leave.
You're not going to hurt our feelings.
You won't hurt our feelings.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe. Replats.
Yes, got some replats today. Got two of them. The first one is in Chesterville subdivision in Westchester. It's actually a property that's owned by the same property. There's two properties owned by the same property owner. That's looking to combine the lots together, lots 21 and 22, and Planning Commission recommended approval for that.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes.
The second is Highlands, which is a commercial subdivision in Westchester Township. The property owners are looking to change the location of the property line and for lots 8 and 9, and the Planning Commission recommended approval for this.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Agenda. Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions to be adopted?
Okay. Today we have four travel requests for you to consider. The first is from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Major Stump, Lieutenant Fisher, to attend Leadership, Executive Management, and Ethics on how to make a good staff a great staff. This is law enforcement training. Total cost $3,073.42. Greenlee, Colorado, July 12th to July 16th. Next, from Juvenile Court, Judges Kraft and Romans, to attend the 2009 Association of Juvenile Court Judges Seminar, type of training judicial, $1,895, Urine, Ohio, June 8th to June 11th.
How much?
I don't think it was a million, was it?
$1,895. Next is from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Dwayne Monroe, basic polygraph examiner training, Lafayette, Indiana, May 31 to July 24th, $9,656. Next, from the prosecutor's office, Jeff Schlesman, to attend judicial juvenile law symposium, $700, Columbus, Ohio, April 30th to May 1st. To move on to finance, we've got two finance resolutions. First involves budget changes and transfers. We have four items on the list today. First, in the general fund, this is a $10,000 advance, temporary advance to the fund for 6402, which is the Section 125 fund. Number two is in the recorder's equipment fund, Fund 210. There's an $18,000 transfer between accounts in order to correct a prior resolution. Item number three, probation services, Fund 730. There's a increase of budget in the amount of about $116,000 for the grant year due to the reassignment of personnel from the general fund. Finally, number four, MRDD. We have a $75,000 transfer between account in order to take care of transportation subsidy for that fund. We also have a request for an amended certificate of estimated resources dated April 23rd, 2009. This is an increase in the airport fund, $4,900, $215,000, even in order to provide for the acquisition of property. As we move on to personnel, we have six personnel items for you to consider today. First is to accept and place on file a list of Job and Family Services personnel actions and payroll for the period April 11th through April 24th. This particular payroll has been reconciled back to previous approved actions by the county commissioners. Next is to hire Anselma Hernandez into the collective bargaining position of Unit Support Worker 2, bilingual, in Job and Family Services at a rate of $14.20 per hour, effective May 11th, 2009. Next is to approve a pay adjustment of $5.53 to a Children's Service employee, Robert Baker, who worked second shift and was shorted premium time, which totaled $5.53. Next is to approve a comp time payout of $886 to Connie Davis, collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services. Next, you're requested to approve a payment of $137.92 to Robert Baker for a comp time payout. He is a collective bargaining unit member in Children's Services. And finally under personnel, you're requested to approve a leave of absence without pay for Linda Isaacs, deputy clerk in the Area 3 Court through July 22nd, 2009. As we move on to Job and Family Services, we have six items for you to consider today. First is to approve an agreement, a contract with Jeanine Campbell for foster care recruitment services for the period July 1, 2009 through December 31, 2009 for up to $50,000 at a rate of $25 an hour. Next, you're requested to approve a Job and Family Services Children's Services contract with Ohio Hospital for Psychiatry. This is a subsidiary of Behavioral Centers of America, LLC, for residential placement services from the period of January 15th, 2009 to December 31, 2009 for up to $200,000. This is residential treatment on a 24/7 basis that involves intensive psychiatric care for clients who have a history of failed placement, family disorders, and emotional healing issues. Next, you're requested to approve a contract retroactively back to February 1, 2008 for ENA Inc. for placement services for Children's Services. That will expire December 31st, 2009. The total amount of the contract is $689,270 for placement services. Next, you're requested to approve a Job and Family Services Workforce One Board agreement with CC Benefits, Inc. For software that enables job seekers to access a Job Finder website. The period of license for this is April 15th, 2009 to April 14th, 2010 at a cost of $7,500. Next, again from the Job and Family Services and Workforce One Board, an agreement with CC Benefits, Inc. For additional software to access Strategic Advantage website from April 15th, 2009 to April 14th, 2010 for an amount of $12,500. This software provides a database to do research into the labor market and within the area. Children's Services also requests you to approve an amendment to the Community Behavior Health, Inc. for mental health and chemical dependency services, January 1, 2009 to December 31, 2009. This amendment is no contract amount change. It creates and expands the categories to expand the substance abuse counseling services to include providing services as in-home support at $24.73 per hour. As we move on to water and sewer has two items for you to consider today. First, to advertise for bids for asphalt requirements for contract 00A8AC. Next is to approve and adopt the fraud and identity theft policy for incorporation into its customer care manual. The engineer today requests five items for you to consider. First is to receive and refer bids for the Union Center Boulevard widening in accordance with specifications under Butler County Engineers Contract 2009-4. There were six bids received. A low bid appears to be John Jurgensen at $1,648,257, with a high bid from Synesis Construction at $2,094,206. Next, the engineer requests you to award a contract number 20096 for the Somerville Road Replacement Bridge to Brumfield Construction in the amount of $474,922. The engineer also requests you to approve and execute a contract number 2009-1 for Liberty Township Sidewalk along Dutchland Parkway with W.G. Stang in the amount of $36,945. They also request you to approve an agreement with Fairfield Township trustees for traffic signal maintenance. And they request you to authorize the Butler County engineer, Greg Wilkins, to enter into an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for Tottersville Road and River Road. And under miscellaneous, we have six items for you to consider today. The first is to receive and enter on and commission the petition to annex 154.487 acres from Oxford Township to the City of Oxford and set a review date for May 28, 2009, whereas annexation was received on April 28, 2009, and a public hearing will be was scheduled related to that. Next is to appoint Desmond Matea to the Butler County Board of Revision during 2009. Next is involves the Domestic Relations Court to approve an extended warranty software maintenance agreement with Sadler Niekamp Financial Services. This is the Domestic Relations Court Management Software, AKA ProWare Software. Next, you're requested to approve and execute a contract for merchant services with Link2Gov, the Metavani Corporation, on behalf of the Butler County Treasurer's Office to enable credit card acceptance for real estate tax fees, as well as extend it to water and sewer activities. Next, you're requested to approve and execute our annual 2009 Corsa participation agreement for the continuation of our inclusion in the Corsa's insurance pool for insurance coverage period May 1, 2009 until April 30th, 2010. And finally, you requested to amend the resolution April 16th, 2009 for the Marine Patrol grant cash match. The match is 25% or a total of $5,029.24. And last, you requested to approve 144 payments for consideration.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Do we have any of the commissioners have anything to bring before the board today?
I don't have anything at this time.
Great. No. Any comments from the audience? Seeing none, we have a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.